From SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress based on.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. Alev hurried, I tarried. Alev trudged through the slush. I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today on Youth Express, Pittsburgh youth talk about stereotypes, read original poetry, and share reflections on moving to the United States from other countries. First, let's hear from Sienna Rodriguez of PA Distance Cyber Charter School and Damari Evans of Central Catholic High School in Pittsburgh on Black student stereotypes. This conversation was recorded as part of a live, student-hosted talk show called Streaming Justice that aired on Martin Luther King Jr. Day in January 2017.
This is Sienna Rodriguez. I'm 17 years old, and I'm a senior at PA Distance Charter Cyber School.
And my name is Damari Evans. I'm 17 years old, and I'm a senior at Central Catholic High School in Pittsburgh.
I've moved around several times, and I've been to many different schools, and all my classmates always tend to be, like, really surprised about my grades, and I try to keep them high, and I try to do really well in school, and everyone's just like, wow, I don't want to say it, but for a Black girl, you're pretty smart. It's just like, what is that supposed to mean? Like, are you shocked that I'm smart because I'm a girl? Are you shocked that I'm smart because I'm Black? Like, what is that supposed to mean? And they say that I speak so proper, and I, like, have a way I carry myself that, like, my friends will say that I'm the whitest Black girl they know. And it hurts because I'm just so baffled that that's even a thing to, you know, say. Like, what is that even supposed to mean? How is someone supposed to interpret that when it's being said to them?
Yeah, and also I have a similar story to that. I was talking to some friends of mine about college, and because I'm a senior, that's like basically all us seniors at my school talk about, like, oh, where are you going to college? What are you planning on doing? And I started explaining what my plan was for college and what I want to do as a career. And when I told them, like, their face was in almost disbelief by what I was saying. And they said, wow, that's really impressive. I wouldn't have expected that from you. And I didn't say this to them because I didn't think it would have been right for the time, but I was thinking, why are you so shocked by this? Is it because I'm Black? Is it because you haven't seen me do much good things in school? Like, why?
Is it because it doesn't immediately reflect me, or is it just another issue deeper? I can relate to that a lot because when I lived in Jersey, I would tell my friends that I like to write, and they're just like, what? Writing? But you have to get a good job. Like, sure, writing only works when you have a different skin pigment, but you probably can't make it as a writer. It hurts hearing that from people you consider to be, like, your friends and stuff. The Black Lives Matter movement, it helped me to try to break away from these stereotypes and break away from what I've been taught I should be like. You know, I want to defy all these stereotypes, and I want to show that Black is good and Black matters, and why once we are included, we can show you the great things that we're capable of, because we're capable of many great things.
You just heard from Sienna and Damari on Youth Express, sharing their personal experiences with stereotypes. Next, we'll hear from Sam, a student at Kappa, a City of Pittsburgh public school for the creative and performing arts. Here's her poem, Pity of the Metal Draped in Flowers, recorded March 2015 at The Cellar, an open mic after-school community meeting at First Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh.
Hi, my name is Sam. I go to Kappa. I'm reading my poem called Pity the Metal Draped in Flowers, and it was inspired by Mattia Harvey. Pity the metal draped in flowers, dropped in a scenic field of inept, harvested from Marie Antoinette's heart. A princess noosed with decadence, wrung out of usefulness, postured beside an empty throne overflowing with peasants solicit on streets of gondolas. A boy wrote adorned with the memory of his father blew a glass heart and said it would make our family rich. He embedded it in a pane and people exclaimed how pretty. For years it accumulated dust until the specter ceased to see. Light fell on the mangled teeth of a prophecess, her mind inaccurate due to the excess embellishment of crystals meant to distract from ugly features. Look at the gems scattered along a path through the woods, a blackberry road made from the arteries of coal, trampled underfoot by children who sang in pretty white dresses, trying to imitate angels. Street rats blew smoke rings as substitutes for halos. They evaporated too soon, and the citizens could no longer pretend to just be comely scenery. Yeah.
That was Sam from Kappa, reading her original poem, Pity of the Metal Draped in Flowers. Today's last Youth Express segment features thoughts from a group of Bashir High School students who recently relocated to the U.S. from Yemen, Syria, Iraq, and other Arabic-speaking countries. This is from February 2017.
Hello, my name is Mustafa. I am from Syria. I am grade 9.
Ana ismi Faisal. Ana sakin bi Syria.
My name is Khaled. I'm from Syria. I'm 12.
أنا نور من سوريا.
مرحبا أنا اسمي أومو من سوريا.
Hello, I'm Aya and I'm from Syria.
My name is Zakaria. I'm from Yemen. I'm 10th grade.
أنا اسمي عثمان من سوريا.
I'm a 9th grader. I'm from Iraq. I'm Kurdish.
Yeah, hi. My name is Omar Sharafuddin. I'm here at Pittsburgh Public School helping out all the ESL students, specifically Arabic speaking students.
My name is Khaled. I'm 18. I'm came from Syria. Just, I'm looking for new life, new people, for safety, for everything like that.
مرحبا, أنا اسمي فيصل.
My name is Faisal from Syria. I came to America because of the war, and I'm hoping for a better life, and I am hoping also for everybody to have a good life.
So I'm Muslim, I'm a girl, I wear hijab, scarf, and then, like, if you walk in the hallways, you will just find those people who stare at you and think that you are a tourist. We're not. We came just to live a peaceful life. We don't need anything here. We just want to continue our life without any problems.
And we are here for just for talking to people, American or all the people. The Muslim is not terrorist.
I got bullied because I had a friend who was Arabic, and we talked Arabic in class for like some times. Because like we didn't understand the classes, like the classworks. So we were like discussing it and like, what is it? And sometimes the kids would not even talk with us. They would just ignore us and like talk among themselves. So it was like kind of hard.
Something happened with me when I was in the bus. And I'm talking with my friend in my phone. I'm talking in language Arabic. And some guys said with me and he said, why are you talking different language? And I said, it's not your business. And he said, you cannot speak that. And I said for him, okay, thank you so much, and I leave it.
His name is Omo, he's from Syria, they escaped the war from his country. The main thing here, we don't want to experience racism in America, and we hope all the world are in peace.
The president, he said we don't need Yemen people. That was the problem we have now. Just we need safety. To be like nice to us, to be happy. We don't need any problem.
I lived in Egypt and Lebanon, and Lebanon wasn't that good because there is a lot of Lebanese people who hate Syrian. I don't know what the reason, but in Egypt, they were really kind in the beginning, in the first 2 years there. They were super kind. They loved us and they accept us between them. And then the president changed to another one, and then when that president came, he just make all the people hate us again. So we had to move to USA, and then in the beginning we were happy with Barack Obama, and then he changed to Donald, and Donald banned traveling and banned people from 7 countries to come to USA. I don't know what the reason why, but people start to hate us again. I faced the same problem twice in my whole life, and I'm only 17.
I had friends who had never actually moved out. Like, we know how it feels like to move out and leave everything behind. I moved out 3 times. It was like every 2 years.
I lived in Jordan for 3 years. The life there was so difficult. They hate all Syrians there, and the standard of life there is so poor. No work. Even the schools there is so like poorly managed, and even the students don't like us.
Just I have a question to all this school. I'm here in this school since 2 months or 3 months, I'm not sure. I don't have any friend American, people American. All my friend, Nepali or Arab or Iraq or from Sudan. I don't have any friend from America. I learning the language and I feel better now. And even now, I don't have any friend from America in this school. Just I need to know. Why? Because I'm Arabic, or because I'm Muslim, or because what? Just I need this.
I feel like I just want a safe place to live in.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org. Youth Express, catch the future.